Awakening Somatic Intelligence, The Art and Practice of Embodied Mindfulness by Risa F. Caparo, Ph.D. Read by Margot Trueblood. Published by North Atlantic Books. Foreword by Rick Hansen, Ph.D., author of Buddha's Brain, The Practical Neuroscience of Happiness, Love, and Wisdom. In Western cultures, there's been a historical tendency to approach the human body in two contradictory ways, to exploit it as a source of pleasure, yet also to label it as sinful and categorically distinct from the loftier mind. Happily, in the last few decades, a variety of intellectual, psychological, and spiritual efforts have emerged to bridge these two approaches in order to provide a more integrated engagement with the body. For example, philosophers and neuroscientists alike have moved beyond Descartes' mind-body dualism. Psychologists have produced studies in the emerging field of embodied cognition, and therapists have created powerful body-mind treatments for trauma and other issues. Dr. Caparo's book builds on and adds to these developments, grounded as it is in both the latest findings of brain science and the ancient wisdom of the perennial traditions. A master clinician, she has a rare gift for bringing sophisticated ideas down to earth and weaving them together with simple and practical things people can do to make their body wiser and thus their lives better. She has a genius, a word I don't use lightly, for both the body and its language. An explosion of research over the past decade has revealed the power of the mind to change the structure of the brain. For example, studies have shown that the mindful attention Dr. Caparo offers to readers can literally thicken the cortex in two key regions, building millions of new synapses in the anterior frontal cingulate cortex, which increases the control of attention and the integration of thinking and feeling, and in the insula, which increases both self-awareness and empathy for the feelings of others. Additionally, the deepening warm-heartedness and intimacy one experiences with oneself and others through her practices are associated with increased flows of oxytocin, a neurotransmitter and hormone that supports love and bonding. In her book, Risa Caparo offers reverence for the natural wisdom of the body, the nurturing guidance of a great therapist, and a detailed operating manual for healing pain and awakening embodied joy. I have benefited personally from her work and commend it highly to your attention. Foreword by James L. Oshman, Ph.D., author of Energy Medicine, The Scientific Basis. Movement and art inspire each other. The creative process of inhabiting one's art, one's movement, and one's life is the same. Barbara Mindell. At an early age, I became fascinated with the explorers who were the first to go where no one had gone before. My first visit to a library led me to Half Mile Down by William Beebe. I was enthralled with his descriptions of luminescent deep-sea creatures never before seen or even suspected to exist. I felt like I was with him in his bathysphere, exploring mysterious new kinds of life and sharing in his rapture and amazement with the astonishing creatures inhabiting and illuminating the deep dark sea. What an adventure! A comparable excitement will grip all who survey the depths of life revealed by another of the truly great explorers of our times, Risa Caparo. Here, the watery depths of self and relationships are plumbed by an adventurer of great courage and wisdom. A journey comparable in surprises and excitement to those experienced by other fearless souls who have, down through the ages, exposed the hidden places on and within our planet and within ourselves. Following Dr. Caparo on her journey of discovery does not require a bathysphere or a rocket ship or a microscope. It only requires a vehicle we all possess, a human body, with all of its mysteries that few have explored as deeply and thoroughly and lovingly as Dr. Caparo has.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?